gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, thank God, it's Friday. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Did I say Friday? That means it's...
Oh, yeah, baby, that's right. It's Friday when she was saying, and this time we're going to need to see your face. You got a Spanish-sounding name, and you started out as Mexican, Arizona. You're going to have to ask yourself for your own papers.
Don't talk over your own jingle, John Fugelsang.
Oh, but I work on my offensive Barry White voice all week long for this.
You know, it's almost like we have another version of the Sexy Liberal Show, because we are joined by Laura Flanders.
Do I get to set my jingle? I like it.
It's you know what, Chris, where is Laura Flanders' jingle?
I'm sorry.
It sounded like Tinkerbell. Is that what you think of me, Stephanie? Tinkerbell?
Laura Flanders, pundit extraordinaire. Look, what did the... Chris,
what?
It's going to explode the New York studio. It's a smart, sexy, hot, liberal...
She is so
orgy.
Hot, England couldn't keep her. That's how hot
and
this woman is.
And she was so awesome on Real Time last weekend.
I know!
Oh,
wasn't she?
Thanks,
yes.
Chris. That was so fun. Well, I knew I had you all rooting for me. Solidarity works, you know? That's frightening, that show.
Well, as you know, I can't afford the HBO now, but I watched it. You were nice enough to send it to me, and I watched it last night, and you were awesome.
Well,
she was... And can I just say, we have our little, you know, liberal, you know, little enclave.
Wow.
We all email each other here.
Right.
And so she was so nervous about this. She was so like, a friend of ours said, she was like, it was like she was preparing for her thesis at Barnard.
You don't understand. They say he's been off for 2 weeks. There are 32 subjects he might want to talk about.
It was all financial reform.
Well, almost.
You know, might I point out, you do this for a living.
Well, thank you very
so
much.
So you
but
were...
On Grit TV, we have short segments. Anyone wants to check it out, grittv.org. John's been on, Stephanie's been on. This is an hour, no commercials, everybody's smart. It was very fun, though.
Now, may I just say, that was Exhibit A, and what a professional you are. You seamlessly got your plug in mere
That's
seconds
right.
after you started
Smooth.
On the show. As if,
Smooth.
And I didn't even know I'd been plugged.
I dare
no
say
one
that,
even told me I was pretty first.
That
and
takes
I suddenly
grit. Takes grit. True Grit TV.
You better watch out. We're going to have an incident of national significance. Is that what the president just called that enormous oil spill? What does it take to be an
wow.
incident of national significance in this country?
Did you yesterday, Laura, we played Rush Limbaugh saying, now you see, people are going to use this as some sort of example of oil. It's not safe.
Why would we do that?
Oh, I just thank God Bush and Cheney deregulated the oil and coal industries. You know, I'm so grateful
yeah.
for them both.
Well,
just
you know, it's... All technology has its problems, and we just haven't seen a wind spill yet, but it could happen.
Well, you know, at least I'm grateful George Bush is not still in the White House. At least the White House, you can call it flip-flopping, you can call it whatever you want, but they're saying, we may have to rethink this. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Conditions just on the ground go, you know, we are going to have to obviously study this further because, I mean,
the oil.
And this is part of the problem is, you know, we're doing this to get cap and trade passed. We're trying to get Republican votes. So he's going to, you know, reach toward the middle on oil, on nuclear. And
that's all it was for in the first place.
And this is another example that God is a Democrat, clearly.
Meanwhile, the whole coastline is going to be covered. 5,000 barrels a day.
Yes, but the Republicans have a very good plan. Any oil that washes up on your beach and you find, you get to keep. So that's how they're going to lower gas prices.
So if
prices.
You can get it out of the bellies of the shrimp and the fish you would like to have
yes.
caught and eat, well, you'll be fine.
Yes, exactly. Rush Limbaugh, I'm sure today, will go, like, so what? You have to use a toothbrush on the seagulls. It's like a petting zoo for the children.
She does a good rush.
Bring them along.
She does a good rush.
Well, it's partially the oxy she takes, but yes.
Yeah. I am the foremost female Rush impersonator in the country. Can I just say, Chris?
May I just say, only audio, nothing visual about it.
Thank you.
Just want to be clear.
Chris, I need the same amount of OxyContin this morning that Rush Limbaugh.
I heard you're playing injured.
I'm playing hurt this morning. Can I just whine
it's
on
awful.
Air like I was just whining to you two off the air? I have actually showed them. Chris, you know this. I'm a mess.
Yes, you are.
However, we may have to take pictures and put this online. I, as you know, last week got in a bike accident. So I have literally a bruise from my calf halfway up my thigh on my left side. Yesterday, I fell running in Central Park. I had the two dogs. So as Hal says, it's not really running. It's the Iditarod
yeah.
being
and,
dragged by
you
my...
You know, let's be honest, glug, 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 and running. So...
This was not a biking accident.
John Keel saying, I was not drunk. Cocktail hour starts after the run.
She fell on the carpet. It was that.
I am not a drunk.
Thank you.
I think you should put your bruise, put your knee up against the microphone. We'll make the sounds because it's very bad. Everybody should hear it.
If you can hear the scab over the radio, folks, that's how big
Chris,
it is.
Chris, I feel like I've been shot under my right boob.
What?
I cracked a rib or something. I think I bruised it. I fell like on a tree. I don't know. Something.
I'll focus on that area tonight in your massage.
No, seriously. I have scrapes and bruises up and down my right arm, my right leg.
No, her leg.
Oh, look.
Not to
here,
harp.
Check out my hip. Here's my hip.
Oh, dear. Okay, it's getting x-rayed around
man.
Here.
Okay, just saying.
Her inside of her left knee looks exactly right now like the oil slick.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I think
that it is in solidarity with the people of Louisiana. It looks like it's moving up
that's
towards
what's happening.
The marsh.
She has a thigh-wide Rorschach test is going on.
Laura Flanders, once again, with the brilliant analogy. It isn't, you know, it turns all those different
that's
weird,
right.
icky colors,
mm-hmm.
and it's moving.
I think you're just trying to make a point about drilling.
I think we need to set it on fire to get rid of it.
Yeah. I took some, I don't know, health food crap I had at my house that someone told me, it's this. Let me just say that crap doesn't work.
You know who probably told you?
Hydroprofen something. I got in here and I started screaming at Sean, get me some Advil!
You know who probably told you? Hal. He probably put it in your house, too.
Mm-hmm. Hal probably put some of that a hippy dippy, some kind of health food store. Oh, this is a natural pain reliever. No, it's not.
So is morphine.
Yeah, exactly. I seriously, when I breathe in, it is like I'm being shot in my right boob, Laura. You understand that?
That's not good.
I've never been shot in my right boob. Not yet. Not left one either, actually.
How long have you lived in New York?
It's only
a matter of time.
I'm missing out on all the fun.
I do feel like, I've said this before, you guys are both New Yorkers. I feel like some days like an organ that New York is rejecting. In fact, I had to run in my current condition 5 blocks because the cabbie took me to the wrong place.
Well, you do look like the city's beating you up a little bit this week, Stephanie.
At least you're not in my neighborhood. We just lost our last hospital today.
Oh,
did you really?
St. Vincent's closes down today. Downtown Manhattan loses their biggest hospital.
Yeah. Just be sure you enunciated in the New York cab. I said clearly 42nd in Broadway and somehow ended up on 47th in Broadway going the wrong direction.
Mm.
So I had to run 5 blocks with my cracked rib.
Don't you have one of those little baby violin sounds?
Oh, yes, yeah. I do, in fact.
I thought you did.
Laura listens to the show.
She was a West Coast girl.
I think she's implying that I complain a lot.
She was a West Coast girl in a mean cold city.
That's what the first segment of the show is for, complaining.
Exactly. That's what it's become.
Yeah.
It's my little bitch-a-rama in the beginning.
Managing Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so we were also... I don't know if this is a sign of how badly my career is actually going, Chris.
Uh-oh.
But I also got the weirdest wrong number this morning. But it was someone that had my name.
What?
First of all, it's in the 607 area code. I don't even know where that is. Someone must know where that is. But someone named Leslie apparently wants me to clean her house today.
Oh.
It was like, Leslie, Stephanie, this is Leslie. I'm really hoping you're going to have a couple hours today to come clean the house. I'm leaving the money on the dresser in the thing, and I really hope that I'm like... What is it? My career going that badly? Do you think I need maid work at this
point? I would
view
that as a new job creation, actually, Stephanie. That's a good sign.
Yes. That could be part of the economic stimulus that's working.
But how did she get my name and number? I don't have even a published number. It
There's
was the
a lot of men's rooms in this town, okay? And a lot of magic markers.
So. I'm just saying, somebody named Leslie in the 607 area code, if you're listening, somebody named Stephanie, she really needs her house cleaned today. I'm just trying to help. Thank God I have a radio show that I can announce this.
Yeah.
Like a community calendar.
Well, they're used to you cleaning up. You do a great job stirring things up, cleaning things up. They just thought it would be perfectly suited for their household duties.
And Stephanie's also undocumented, so it all works out.
And here's how pathetic I am. I actually took the time to call her back this morning to tell her that I'm not her maid.
That's not pathetic. That's professional and courteous.
Exactly.
Like real New Yorkers do.
In case I do need a cleaning job in the 607 area, though, I don't want to alienate
You never know what might happen.
My first client. I didn't leave a message, so I got her machine. I was like, I'm confused how she got my number. But anyway, you said you got a weird... Wrong number.
I got a call the other day from InStyle in England wanting to interview me, and I thought, it's been a while, but okay, I normally just shop at JCPenney Big and Tall Men's Shop, but okay, and then they thought my name was Martin, so it made the interview awkward, but they did call for my interview at 5 in the morning.
And how did you look at 5 in the morning, InStyle?
Well, 5 in the morning is usually when I'm kicking out the groupies and going to bed, so
yes.
it was a bit out of sorts for me, but...
And he's married, but his wife is very tolerant.
Very tolerant. Oh, she's a musician. museum of tolerance.
She's an angel. Now, Laura Flanders, speaking of England, either that's a fake accent or we will need to see your papers.
Yeah, right. Well, I've said, you know, they say it isn't race. They're saying it's not anything to do with how you appear, your skin color. So it's got to be your accent. So I'm not going to Arizona. Because I know, and I'm waiting to hear of all the Brits who are getting pulled over by the cops there.
Well, I'm wondering if yours is fake, like Madonna's or Kathleen Turner when she hosts the...
No, my father really, really was British. My problem was my mother really, really was American, so I always had a really messed up accent.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was Brooklyn and Southern, so I grew up in a bilingual household myself.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I was listening to Wanda Sykes yesterday. Where is her accent from? Gosh, she talks great.
I don't know.
I thought it was a D.C. accent.
I don't know what it is.
I bet it's from the 607 area code.
She was great. She was great. Last night she was on Lopez, and she was fantastic.
Yeah, she's hilarious. By the way, didn't she host a White House Correspondents' Dinner, didn't she?
She did once.
Last year. I was supposed to go tomorrow, and here we go again. Because I'm such a loser, I got an Ictionaid, Laura, at the last minute. I don't know what happened.
Uninvited?
Well...
Are you going to sign on to that Fox News
that
suit?
Bill Press is a scamp. He had he was supposed to have a table, and so we bought tickets to his table, and then his table got C-SPAN yanked his table.
In fairness, Stephanie and Joe Biden have a bit of a history.
Listen.
You could have shown all your bruises. I've been out there doing the good work, fighting the good fight, and look at me. At least you could give me a nice seat. You could just wheel me up to it.
I will be laying face down in a bathtub all weekend in a Chardonnay haze instead. Because, as you've mentioned, Laura.
All right, Stephanie. I get it that I touched a sore point there.
Yeah, she touched quite a few sore spots.
Chris, what is she implying that I'm whiny? You can tell her that's not true.
Stop saying Stephanie whines, Laura.
I'm staying out of this one.
All right. 17 minutes after the hour, we are all 3 hours of Fridays with Hugo Sang, and, of course, the lovely and talented Laura Flanders joining us this hour. In the meantime, Chris, you know how I got this whole confab together?
How?
Go to meeting.
Holy cow.
GoToMeeting.com. Mm-hmm. Picture this, John.
I've been begging you to go to a meeting for months.
Okay, can we just drop that theme? I was not drunk when I fell running yesterday.
Right, the dogs were. Go on.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client or a colleague trying to explain something visual, a spreadsheet, a PowerPoint, but it's frustrating. They can't see what you're talking about. Good news, now they can. GoToMeeting.com. All you do is click on it to hold a meeting. You set up a meeting in advance or start one on the fly. Everyone just logs on to GoToMeeting.com. Now they can see your computer desktop on their computer desktop. You can... Yeah, that's
brilliant.
Right. In fact, I'm going to be editing the Sexy Liberal Show this weekend, so I may need to show John Fugelsang a thing or two.
We may have to interface
about
on
how sexy and liberal he is.
You know how to edit video?
No, I'm not doing it. Are you kidding me? I do light cleaning. I don't edit.
Oh, by the way, 607 is Ithaca and Binghamton.
Oh, all right.
Okay,
Leslie and Ithaca, good luck getting your house cleaned.
Maybe an Ivy League cleaner.
GoToMeeting is brought to you by Citrix. It's the easiest, most secure way to hold an online meeting. Use GoToMeeting for sales, presentation, training sessions, or product demos. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. How's about that? A month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Use the promo code Stephanie. Be sure to use the promo code Stephanie. 19 minutes after the hour.
Can we see your bruise on GoToMeeting?
Yes, in fact. You can see my oil spill.
I'm telling you,
it's creeping up my thighs.
This would be great visuals. Really, really.
The danger is how deep the bruise actually goes, not how wide it is.
Go to kneecap.
All right. Back with John Fugelsang and Laura Flanders on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's really weird, but it's also the coolest thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, you know, leave it up to John Fugelsang and Laura Flanders to do the show prep. And, of course, they want to talk about vaginal probes.
What?
Scans. Different scans.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show with John Fugelsang and Laura Flanders this hour. You wrote a great piece you were saying about...
Well, you know what? I think these Democrats, the issue is how to get regulation approved in Washington, and I think the Democrats are just going about it all wrong. You got to give Republicans the kind of regulation they like, and we got some good examples this week. If you look at the states, as usual, yes, in U.S. politics, the states show the way. Oklahoma, all those personal privacy freaks, they just approved, you know, yes, on the stop police checks.
Mm-hmm.
So how about we say the SEC should be allowed to do spot checks on Wall Street, and anybody who looks suspiciously like they might be about to,
yes,
you know, trade a derivative or a synthetic, mm-hmm, this or that, just slap them in jail until their lawyers can prove they're innocent.
Come, yes, and give them a vaginal probe even if they don't have a vagina.
Well, that's Oklahoma. So Oklahoma,
oh boy,
the legislators just overrode, I think, two vetoes by the governor to pass laws around abortion and stuff, and they have now they will now be requiring women who want to terminate,
yes,
a pregnancy they don't want to undergo mandatory vaginal scans and be exposed to, forced to listen to the beating heartbeat of their fetus or something. Fetal porn, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, you know, if the Republicans would go for that, all these personal privacy folks believe that, you know, good people sometimes make bad choices, why not the next time somebody is inclined to,
yes,
credit default swap or something,
yes,
mm-hmm,
slap them in those stirrups, put on the gown, subject them to a scan of their portfolio, and make them listen to the live panic heartbeat of some manipulated mortgage owner.
That'll do it. There's too much smart and funny around here. You know, here's the other thing is this, you know, the right wing and the Tea Parties especially, aren't they Constitution people? Constitution.
Not,
you know,
for
you
women,
gotta,
Stephanie. So, women, different.
Right,
they like the Constitution that didn't include women, poor people,
right,
and people of color.
Back before they muddied it up.
Yeah. We want a smaller
that
government because that fits in the woman's womb.
But you saw this Republican Duncan Hunter wants to deport the U.S.-born children of illegal immigrants, but he isn't the only one who wants to change the Constitution. I think it's more than 90 congressional,
mm-hmm,
including Daryl Issa, Brian Bilbray, Republicans, support federal legislation to eliminate automatic citizenship for children born on U.S. soil. So this would be basically, what is this, the 14th Amendment?
And if you look deeply enough in the Constitution, it says anybody that's wearing Mexican boots can be deported, too.
Well, it's the shoes.
It's the shoes. That's,
mm-hmm,
what Sheriff,
yes,
Arpaio says. It's the,
yes,
shoes. That's how you tell whether someone's an immigrant. So I don't know about you, Stephanie. You're wearing Australian shoes. I think you're in trouble.
Odds.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm wearing good old American shoes, probably made in Mexico, though.
Yes.
Here's a not-so-fun fact about the 14th Amendment. You recall, prior to the 14th Amendment, blacks were not permitted to become citizens.
That's
so
right.
You're right. They're like the part of the Constitution,
yeah,
before, you know.
Yeah.
They allowed the, you know, chicks to vote. And, yeah, we couldn't own black people. You know, stuff like that.
Whatever.
I would laugh, except I'm so depressed.
See, there is a little bit of a... Chris, this came up yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I'm a little on the fence about this because Michelle Malkin is an anchor baby. So
that's right.
If some people have to go, they have to go, I suppose.
Yeah, even when Karl Rove came out about this, isn't Karl Rove saying that your immigration bill might be illegal, kind of like Courtney Love saying you might be high? I mean, it doesn't really bode well that the Republicans are starting to turn on this. And again, these are the people who want government off our backs so we can put it on the backs of Latinos.
Yes,
and these are people
exactly,
who don't want the federal government meddling in our state affairs, but we have to do this because the federal government hasn't meddled enough in our state's affairs.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there aren't enough cleaning ladies around anymore because of all this. That's why people are calling Stephanie.
People are calling me because apparently her maid didn't have her papers. Now I'm next on that list.
This whole thing was only done to turn down Latino voter turnout in the state because the Latino vote has gone to Democrats more and more. It's the only reason they did this. No,
yeah,
one's
we had
do
Greg Palast
on
talking.
What a
about
great
that.
Piece he wrote. Uh-huh. Everyone listening, if you haven't read Greg Palast's piece, send it to everyone you know.
Oh, by the way, Chris, I don't know if that's coming up in Right Wing World. But, of course, they're already trying to spin this. Rush Limbaugh said yesterday the only reason Democrats are going crazy about the Arizona law is because we can't engage in the massive voter fraud,
yeah,
that we've been using to stay in power.
I thought they said calling for Latinos and African Americans to vote was racist.
Yes.
Wasn't that the thing? You know,
it was so racist.
But this Duncan Hunter thing,
your voters.
I mean, it's just when you think they can't get even more mean-spirited, you've got the Republican in Iowa saying we should microchip illegals like I do my dogs,
mm-hmm,
and then going... What? Why would anyone think I'm comparing illegals to my dogs? Why?
Because
you just did?
Ask an American Indian how he feels about illegals taking over sometime.
Yeah,
see what he says.
300 million of them.
29 mm-hmm. minutes after the hour. Right back with John Fugelsang and Laura Flanders on the Stephanie Miller Show.
We'll be right back.
Stephanie Miller.
The most talented, beautiful, sexy woman ever.
Well, until Laura Flanders got here. It is the
until
Stephanie
you fell
Miller
off
show.
Your bike.
What's that?
Until you fell off your bike.
Yeah, no, I'm just one big green and purple oil spill.
So remind her, she's been drugging herself up here, and she had almost forgotten the bullet wound in her chest until you remembered.
Oh, thanks.
She's going to go to the doctor and say, now can I have more Vicodin?
God. It is the Stephanie Miller Show, Plain Hurt, 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, by the way, Chris, running it off does not work.
Oh.
Contrary to our gym teachers, because I had to run 5 blocks to work, it doesn't work. It makes it worse. Who knew? All right, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free
being,
from
being
anywhere.
Being a fat kid, I was told to run it off a lot when I was a child. Yeah.
Do you at least get thinner? No.
No. Oh, God, no. I got fatter because I got sad and I ate my feelings.
Do you want to talk about it, Chris?
I mean, let me break this up for you.
High-calorie feelings?
Yes, high-calorie feelings, exactly.
Hack, my trucker friend in Spokane, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Hack.
Hello, Stephanie.
Yeah!
It makes me happy. Now everything's better. Go ahead. I like when truckers blow their horn for me. It's like getting a pony. Go ahead.
Fantastic. Well, I happen to be from Oklahoma, and my wife used to work with Planned Parenthood when she lived in Florida. And it's amazing how the right treats abortion as such a casual decision, like going for a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I'm always struck by that too. They think if we give women the information about this fetal thing growing in there, then they'll think differently. They've thought this through, people. This is usually not just let's go for an abortion. It's Wednesday. Women's already terrified enough. You think a video is going to terrify her that much more? Yeah. It's not more frightening than having a kid you don't want.
Yeah. Exactly. I know a couple of women that have obviously been through it, and it's a horrible, wrenching decision for any.
No one is pro-abortion. People are pro-abortion rights and pro the freedom to terminate pregnancies. And you got to ask your Republican friends, you know, do you think women who terminate pregnancies deserve prison time?
Yeah.
Hold their feet to the fire and make them commit to it.
Yeah, be consistent.
Isn't it true in Oklahoma the law also protects the doctors? So you got the women in trouble, but the doctors get protected.
Yeah, exactly.
It's great to be in a country where you can be pro-death penalty, pro-preemptive war, pro-landmines, pro-drone bombs, and still be pro-life.
Yeah. Yes. Dennis in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Stephanie.
Dennis.
Usually
I'm so disappointed in you, and I don't even know why.
You will.
Okay.
I usually agree with about 90% of what you say. I've been following you since...
Well, the other 10%, you're wrong.
Well, anyway, I've been following you since you used to be on KKKFI.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Way back.
Yes, go ahead, Dennis.
This law, this Arizona law, the only reason why they're doing it is because federal law, the federal government hasn't done anything. And
that's
both
right.
Both sides are responsible. Republicans want cheap labor, and the Democrats want a voter base.
Yep.
But this is the only country where we allow people who aren't supposed to be here openly protested in the streets for rights they really don't deserve.
How do you know that? You're talking about the protests they just had in L.A. not too long ago. How do you know all those people are illegal? Did you ask all of them for their papers?
I didn't say all. Now, see?
You said people protesting that don't even deserve any rights.
How much do you want to bet that a lot of them are illegal? What?
Here's what I prescribed. Watch A Day Without a Mexican and then call me back. All right. Did you see the film? It's about one day in L.A. when there's no Mexicans. The city would shut down, for God's sakes.
You know, why is it that the people also who don't want more hate crimes laws and don't want more gun legislation, because we should enforce the laws we've already got, need more immigration laws instead of enforcing the laws we've already got?
Yeah, I know. No, that's...
Today, you know, for some reason, every so often in the New York Times, there's a front page obituary, and that this was one of those days. So I read the thing, and it's about a guy who gave us in New York, we have very kind of iconic, none of us have one, but very iconic white and blue paper coffee cups. Mm-hmm. To-go cup comes in a little Greek-looking thing.
Right.
It's about the guy who designed that cup. Yeah. This is a guy who... From Czechoslovakia, he went through Auschwitz, Buchenwald. He gets here. He's lost his parents. He gets here. He works in some sales company. He then starts with a cup company as its salesperson. He realized the diner owners are Greek. He designs the cup, et cetera, et cetera. The story is extraordinary. He sold hundreds of millions of these things and created this iconic cup. what do we think immigrants do? You know, immigrants tend to come here, do work, create things, start businesses, start small businesses. We know it when we're talking about people from 40, 50 years ago. Why are we so clear that immigrants coming today are somehow going to do us some harm?
Because illegal immigrants take migrant farm work away from rich white people, Laura. I need to straighten you out on this. There's guys who've lost their jobs at Goldman Sachs. They want to go pick lettuce, and they can't because an illegal beat them to the job.
Somebody clearly took my maid job in the 607 area.
Outrageous. Angry white people.
I assume that your point, Laura, is that he was cremated and buried in one of those little blue and white coffins.
Was I not clear?
And don't forget.
Do they have a lid? They put the little.
All right. I was trying to make a little serious point here.
You're exactly right, Laura.
I'll just go home.
But in fairness, the Democrats' immigration reform bill doesn't call for any serious penalties against employers of illegal undocumented workers. It calls for increased sanctions against them. No one's serious about solving this problem because the whole economy would collapse. And honest Republicans in Arizona and Texas and Southern California will tell you that. The only way to solve this problem is to pass my bill, the employer of illegal alien workers, mandatory incarceration and prison sodomy act of 2010.
Oh, that's nice. You put that on the books, and
you will see the jobs go away fast.
Mm. By the way, Bill Clinton made a point, I think, that you were just talking about. He said he made a robust pitch for immigration reform, saying that allowing new immigrants into the country was not only acceptable to him, but essential to preserving the nation's economic future.
That was my point.
Yeah. He stole that from you, clearly.
He said
the U.S. has become an older society and needs newcomers to provide the labor force and pay the taxes necessary to finance the retiring generation. He called the U.S. an aging civilization. He cited nations throughout history in which older societies became obsessed with security. He said America's got to get back in the future business. We've got to be a tomorrow country. We need more immigrants. He said the harsh measures, like in Arizona, were driven by disaffected white male factory workers who got killed in the last decade in the drain of jobs. He said, I get it, but they'll get more jobs if the economy grows. The deficit will get better if there are more taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, interesting.
And Laura's right.
Who's going to come up with the next great coffee cup idea? There you have it.
Exactly.
It's what made the country great.
All right.
Czechoslovakians making Greek coffee cups.
So, Charlie Crist announced yesterday he is jumping into a three-way with two other men. And that was
I think he's just confused.
Just quite a shock, the breaking news yesterday. But we were talking about this, all of us, during the break. I've said my dad, having run with Barry Goldwater, I mean, I'm not the only one saying this Republican Party has moved so far to the right.
Mm-hmm.
There are no room for moderates like Charlie Crist.
They've had a sanectomy. They're purging the moderates of the party. It's a pogrom against them.
I'm just worried because they'll end up as Democrats.
Yeah. Well,
but Democrats are what Republicans used to be.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So far, but it's like, you know, they keep doing this story about the teabaggers and how powerful they are. I mean, so far, this can implode on them again. I mean, they are very extreme far-right conservatives that are purging basically moderates from their party. Upstate New York, Illinois imploded on them. It may in Florida. I mean, Kendrick Meek could win. It's a close race.
Well, the important thing is that we're running a telethon here today to find a cooler butcher nickname for Kendrick Meek, and we need your generous donations to help. If his name was Kendrick Powertop, we might be onto something.
Now's
the time. Kendrick Meek needs to step up and accomplish this, or else we'll see. Howard Feynman thinks he can marry someone?
That's just his Clark Kent name, right? I mean, that's not his...
Exactly. There's a phone booth somewhere still. He'll change. But Feynman thinks that Crist is going to change and convert to a Democrat.
Really? Now
that's what he said last night.
Yes, I put that too. Well, that's what that. There you go. That's my concern about what happens to the Democratic Party. It gets filled up with all these, you know,
specters.
Yeah, little Republicans.
Well, it was a love fest for Crist on Scarborough this morning. Not all Republicans are furious with him. Yesterday, it was fun hearing all the Republicans go, "Jesus, Crist!" Today you're going to see some more support for him. He's lost most of his staff, but he's great at fundraising, and he's by far the most skilled politician of the three.
Well, that's what they're saying. Leaving though means it's harder for him to raise money. He loses all his staff. His polling firm announced it was resigning from the don't make a joke there. Right after his announcement, he also won't have the advantage of a party infrastructure from voter lists, volunteers. And here's the other thing. Don't forget how mean-spirited this party is. They're also talking about the party that helped propel him will now do anything to defeat him.
Wait a minute. He had a bowling team?
He had a what? A polling firm.
Oh.
That's entirely different.
Did I miss? I mean,
was the rumor, is he had an entire polling firm behind him.
Yes.
While we're talking rumors and you talked about Love Fest and everything, maybe this is the wrong place to raise it, but somebody yesterday said to me that Lindsey Graham had been outed.
Yes,
well,
by
we
his own
talked
party.
About this
by
yesterday.
Oh, so I wasn't listening yesterday. Can you tell me what happened? Because this seems like an important story. And how come with so much attention on this guy, I haven't seen it anywhere in the news?
I think it's the real story.
Well, Chris, it was a Republican group that was urging him to come out,
It was someone standing on stage at a Tea Party rally.
Yeah.
That was urging him to come out. Someone in South Carolina standing on stage in a Tea Party rally.
A Republican official from South Carolina.
Yes.
And what he did was he called out and outed Lindsey Graham and said that the reason Lindsey Graham was supporting climate change legislation was that someone was blackmailing him over his sexuality. So he said, Lindsey, you've got to come out as gay. So you can, he was more or less blackmailing Lindsey Graham out of being blackmailed. So, but it worked because
See,
what happens a week
exactly
later?
This is exactly my
come
point.
Out as gay before global warming.
Exactly.
And
thank
for
you.
The
I'm
Defense
you understand
of Marriage
how logical
Act.
It all is.
I'm confused.
Right.
All right.
So the point is, he doesn't even know if he is gay. That's what I'm talking about, how mean-spirited this party is. First of all, they're the only party that thinks there's something wrong with being gay.
Yeah.
Like it's a bad thing. That's what I'm saying about, you know, we've joked here, Chris, but clearly the rumor has been out there for a long time that Charlie Crist is gay. I don't know if he is or not. I know there was an HBO documentary, wasn't there, Laura?
Yes,
something
Outrage.
Like that.
Outrage,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
called.
It's Outrage.
Very good.
And, again, I don't know. I don't have any personal information, but I'm just saying, you watch how mean-spirited this party is. The Republican Party is going to be the one now that tries to, you know,
well, exactly, because these guys have spent the last two, the Florida GOP spent the last 2 years denying Charlie Crist is gay, and now I'm wondering who's going to be the first ones to start outing him. They'll deny
See,
his heterosexuality
Lindsey Graham
before the cock crows.
And Charlie Crist have not been people, at least in my opinion, that have been actively, you know, trying to hurt gay people like, what's his name, Larry Craig and
Everybody
Ted Haggard
else.
And have
yeah.
been, you know, so I'm just saying it's a, you know, we talked about this when Ricky Martin came out. It's his private business. It doesn't have to be on Barbara Walters' time schedule when you want to talk about your private life.
Well,
you know?
Lindsey Graham was part of the congressional delegation that impeached Bill Clinton. So he's the only one that's still actually in Congress. So it's open field on him. Let's be frank. His past is a little tainted. But more or less,
yeah,
Lindsey Graham.
I don't think that's grounds for outing, John.
But I don't think it is either.
But it's grounds for having the high ground pulled out from underneath you when you're grandstanding around ethics, anything.
Exactly.
Right?
Lindsey Graham is killing his own climate change bill because his own state party is threatening to out him, even though they've already outed him, and he says it's because of immigration reform. Something don't smell right.
Oy. All right, 46 minutes after the hour, right back with John Fugelsang and Laura Flanders on The Stephanie Miller Show.
A perpetual motion machine, endlessly satisfying every human need.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Happy Friday, everybody. Christian Weller, economist extraordinaire, coming up, and Representative Debbie Stabenow, Senator Debbie
yes.
Stabenow. I just demoted her.
Oh.
Senator Debbie Stabenow in hour number three today. We are joined live in studio by John Fugelsang and Laura Flanders. It's a hot, smart, funny, just...
It's the New York City liberal media elite in one room.
Exactly.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
We're all sipping soy lattes.
No, we are not. All right. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Let's go to Tim in Madison. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Tim.
Good morning.
No.
You know, all you liberal elites sitting in one room drinking soy lattes.
We are so snooty. Go ahead.
You know, I'm watching Sarah Palin, as I often don't, but listening to her scream about how she's been so wrong in the New York Times and all the liberal elite.
Yeah, I can't hear that lamestream media joke enough, can you?
No, I can't. You know, since we're all elitist and we all stick our noses up to anyone who is the common man, since we're liberals, you know, but she keeps screaming how she's not inciting violence in any way, shape, or form. I'm sorry, when you're in Minnesota, we have the tapes of you telling the Minnesota and the nation to pick up arms and defend your rights and to start the revolution. What are you thinking? You are inciting violence. You were telling your crazy right-wing lunatic listeners to pick up guns, to start shooting brown people. That's what you are saying to them.
Yep. Oh, except that, did you hear her say, Laura, there is no opportunity in there in that law there.
There is no ability or opportunity in there for the racial profiling. And shame on the lamestream media again for turning this into something that it is not.
Yeah, it's only people that look like illegal immigrants.
She, her voice just makes me want to pour hot coffee in my vagina.
Me too.
I just say
okay,
that first of all?
That ground us all to the halt. So.
Yes, yeah. That beats the coffee enema joke I had.
Yeah. Well, it's before you can even get to the substance. It's that. What did Jim say, Chris? It is like someone is cutting a through a bike frame with a bandsaw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, though. I mean, I hate to be the potty pooper here, but she gets out that soundbite, lame stream. She gets out the soundbite night after night after night. We all talk about it for days.
The liberal media is her biggest fan.
And what sticks in the audience's ear is that word. And it sounds cute. And then you have to remember her beautiful leather jacket. I mean, we love her, I would say, at our peril.
The whole law is about racial profiling.
Yes, no, that's absolutely true.
It's always the opposite of what's true.
Well, that's true, but that was true of George W. Bush. I think there's a certain amount of sexism that people think she couldn't possibly run for office. Just how much stupider is she than G.W.? And he managed perfectly well.
Exactly.
You know, once again, Chris, I have to say Laura Flanders has put her finger on the pulse that there is something that is bipartisan that's not, it's just, you know, not Republican or Democrat. It's a girl thing. It's, oh, my God, I need to have that really cute leather jacket.
I saw Judy Woodruff on PBS yesterday wearing, I swear, Sarah Palin's leather jacket. I thought, oh my goodness, talk about lame screen.
I've had women say that it would kill me for a certain green leather jacket that I have.
And they probably would. That's somebody who's been beating you up in the park.
Exactly. No, I could not disagree with her and be more repulsed by her in any way,
but
you know,
jacket?
Politically. I'm like, oh my God, yeah, that red jacket.
The irony is the only people who really want Sarah Palin to run for president in 2012 are liberals.
Or us, right.
Yeah, conservatives are pretty scared of her running. But for the entertainment value alone, she is a ratings boon. And I wrote a little poem about Sarah Palin last night, very brief.
Okay.
Miss Shrill Baby Shrill cried out, drill baby drill, never planned on a spill baby spill. She was merely a shill baby shill.
Bravo.
I'll be playing at an empty coffee house all weekend with that one.
John Fugel sings cute and funny and
shill baby
cuter
shill.
Than a red, yellow, or a
did you say something about a
red jacket?
Coffee house?
Yes, I'll be playing the empty liberal coffee house as a poetry reading. It'll be a slam.
Danielle in Fort Lauderdale, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Danielle.
Hi, Mama.
Hello, baby.
I was actually calling because I haven't heard any attention drawn to the fact that the same type of horrible abortion legislation is also occurring down in Florida. And to top it off, the irony, they tacked it on to House Bill 1143 as an amendment, and the original bill was actually quoted for the purposes of reduction and simplification of health care regulation.
Oh, yeah.
How ironic. It's not quite as bad as the Oklahoma law. It does make provisions for rape, incest, et cetera. But both laws, by definition, are rape.
Yeah, I hear you. By the way, speaking of Florida, how's about this? Having sex with animals in Florida, that's okay. Having a same-sex wedding, no.
What she says, though, is really important, that all across this country, we tend to focus on one place or another, but all across the country, people are using at the state level, activists who want to roll back and criminalize abortion, they are using the implementation of the health care reform bill as an opportunity to pass all kinds of legislation. And I think, you know, I can't stay for a whole lot longer, but before I go, I got to say, you know, it's great for us to rail and worry and panic, but we need to be helping the pro-choice groups all across the states, Oklahoma, Florida. Say what you will, write your letters, but send a contribution to Planned Parenthood. Do something, because they are up against fights that
Well, I mean, it's the same thing with this Arizona, the immigration law. I mean, there's a lot of other states now that are going, oh, that's a good idea.
But I think there's a great similarity between the abortion legislation and the immigration law. In both cases, Republican Party will never allow abortion to become illegal. They'll never allow illegal immigration
they
to become
want
illegal.
Paranoia.
It's the greatest
they want
fundraising tool they have. It's election year theater.
Any issue they can grab on because they haven't got any policy proposals to prevent anybody.
Abortion rate went up every year Bush was in office, went down every year Clinton was in office. Fact. The Bush family was never pro-life. George Bush Sr. only became pro-life the day Reagan asked him to be his running mate. George Bush Jr. never once appeared at the pro-life conference, but every year sent an audio-taped greeting to them. He wouldn't even be photographed there.
And crime has been going down in Arizona, not up. I mean, it's all a distraction because they haven't got any great policy proposals to present about financial reform or jobs or housing or any of the stuff that people care about. But still, mm-hmm. we could see changes in the law right now, while no one's paying attention, that really will be obstacles for women being able to have the kind of self-determination in their lives that we all think we fought for and won all these years.
Yep.
Sorry to be such a down.
No, not at all. Amen.
That's right. We'll talk about sex with animals after Laura leaves. She seems to have some important political points or something. How can we find the TV show?
GritTV.org.
And you can see her on the TV machine on MSNBC all the time. She's
great
awesome.
Show.
We're on Dish Network. We're all over. But the easiest place, GritTV.
I'll be on Monday.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer, Crystal Boy, voice, Dee, Jim Ward, and me, Stephanie Miller. Mama on the Ed Show on MSNBC, up in the YouTube section.
In the video section, yes.
Of the StephanieMiller.com. And Mama will also be on the Ed Show on Monday night on MSNBC.
Holy cow. He wow. must like you.
Media whore. This hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Type in the promo code Stephanie. Be sure to use the promo code Stephanie. Time saver. Money saver. Do it. GoToMeeting.com.
Stephanie, please go to a meeting. We're begging you. We love you.
Not that kind.
Oh, sorry. What
Wendy
mentioned during the break.
Wendy must not be happy with you hanging onto a man like that.
Who's that? Oh,
Wendy,
yes,
Wendy
I'm
Schultz.
Clinging to Ed like a
twig and
a stream. All right. Christian Weller, economist extraordinaire, as we call him, fancy economist guy, checking in on all things economic. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for being had once again. Now, Christian, are there new GDP numbers out, I'm told?
Yeah, they came out this morning. The economy, or the gross domestic product, expanded by 3.2%.
Damn it.
The stimulus is working. The stimulus is indeed working. And the good news, the really good news, is that business investment continues to grow. Businesses are spending more money on equipment, computers, software, cars, that kind of stuff. The other part is they're continuing to build up their inventories, so that shows that they're expecting that this will continue and that they're putting some money down. The consumers have continued to grow. Consumption growth is about 3.6%. That's good news. The bad news there is that the consumers increased their spending to some degree by saving less. And that basically means that the hopes that the business sector is having on the economy can only be fulfilled if we turn the labor market around. Because mm-hmm. we cannot simply go back to the days where people save less and less and less, which means they borrow more and more, in order to keep the economy propping up. And so the labor market now has to come along, otherwise this is not sustainable.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, you've said obviously, you know, once again, figures proving, you know, without a doubt that stimulus has worked. I saw a poll yesterday that, you know, majority of Americans don't feel it's worked. Because I was saying, I mean, that's a tough one. If you're not one of the people that got a job, then
right.
it's not working for you. When do you think that, you know, those, you know, polling numbers may turn around or that people may really start to feel like, yes, things are better?
Well, I think that the main thing here is you just pointed this out. Like, when I talk as an economist about gross domestic product, that's too abstract for anybody.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about, but it sounds good.
It means, like, we're spending a lot more money across the economy. But what really matters in the end for people is whether that creates more jobs. I think the jobs picture is looking up. There's a number of indicators here clearly that businesses are hiring, that this is going up. Now, how quickly that is remains to be seen. Last month in February, we had in March, sorry, we had 160,000 jobs created. That's good news. That's a little bit faster than population growth. We need a lot more and a lot faster. So we need 300,000 to 400,000 jobs per month. That's not impossible. But we've been waiting for that. I'm positive, I'm optimistic that we're going to get there probably in the next 3 to 6 months. But whether that's, I mean, people have been impatient. You got to remember, I mean, for especially if you're in the construction sector, you've been waiting for this for 3.5 years.
Right.
So this is, I understand why people are impatient. And policy is focusing on the job market and continues to focus on the job market. There will be a job spill probably sometime in the next few months. So there's going to be continued investment, continued attention to the struggles of people on the unemployment line. And unfortunately, this won't be healed overnight.
Let's talk about financial reform. It obviously, the Republicans, I guess, have concluded their hissy fit. So what do you think? I mean, is this going to get watered down, though? I mean, do we have a Chris, Senator Richard Shelby, this cracks me up. So they want the bailout fund removed from the bill.
The removal of the $50 million bailout fund, some people call a honeypot. Not allowing the government to pay creditors and shareholders of a failed firm more than they would be entitled to in bankruptcy.
This was to wind firms down, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a complicated issue. The $50 billion fund is a fund that would be funded by the biggest banks. And so it would be no taxpayer money. And then if a bank is about to fail, if you have a Lehman Brothers that's about to go over the cliff, there would be a panel of experts. I think the Fed chairman, the head of the FDIC, and somebody else, who would then have to determine whether that failure of that bank is a threat to the entire system or whether it's just simply another bank that's failing. And if mm-hmm. it's just another bank that's failing, you just tell them, give them the address for the nearest bankruptcy court and say, go there. But if it's a threat to the entire system, you say, okay, well, you know what? We're going to find, we have an orderly way of winding you down. Basically, we're going to keep you in business.
Right.
A
so it's the opposite
longer.
Of a bailout fund. It's to bail, you know, to wind firms down, not
right.
to bail them out.
An orderly way of getting rid of the bank without right. destroying the entire system. The Republicans actually think that just simply sending all banks to the bankruptcy court is enough. But the problem is that would assume that if we were in the same situation that we were in with Lehman Brothers, politicians back then in that Republican administration would act differently than they did in 2008. And I think mm-hmm. that's foolish.
Christian.
Naive, at least.
Mm-hmm. Christian, let's talk about, obviously, a lot in the news about the Arizona law and immigration reform. Let me blind you with some numbers. Don't be scared. If Arizona, for instance, succeeded in fulfilling its goal of deporting all undocumented immigrants, estimates show the state would lose $26.4 billion in economic activity, $11.7 billion in gross state product. California's 1.8 undocumented Latino immigrants putting them on a path to legalization would generate $16 billion annually. I'm not sure people understand the economic side of this, do they?
No, I think there is a number of issues here. The first one is just simply achieving the goals, the deporting undocumented immigrants, the law enforcement, all of that that comes with it, the detention facilities, just simply bringing people across the border costs enormous amounts of money. It means there's going to be a lot less activity in Arizona. But there are other parts to it. The other part is just simply this bill and the venom with which it is carried forward makes Arizona an incredibly unattractive place to do business. Mm-hmm. And so we know that businesses generally stay away from jurisdictions and become reluctant to go into jurisdictions where there are these very these contentious issues, especially around immigration. It just is an unattractive place to do business. I think Arizona is going to lose a lot of convention money. I think Arizona is going to lose a lot of businesses who have thought about moving there. Businesses will go to neighboring states like California. Because
and taxpayers are apt to pick up the burden of lawsuits.
It's just simply like you're basically signaling to the world we're not a nice place. And the sound simple is simplistic,
and that sits on a license plate.
Yeah.
it matters for businesses.
Yep.
And for the overall environment.
So absolutely.
Arizona is ultimately going to lose economically on this one.
Yep. All right. Christian Weller, a fancy economist guy for the Center for American Progress. Thanks, as always, Christian. See you next week.
See you next week. Thank you very much.
Okay, there we go, Christian Weller.
I want him to be president.
He's the robo-economist.
We'd get RoboCop 4 if he was ever running our country. You know, it is kind of funny that Arizona did begin its life as a Mexican and then became American.
Isn't it ironic? Just a little bit.
I think they're a little embarrassed of their roots.
Oh, hi, Jim Ward. Good
Hello.
Morning. You know, I don't know if you heard, as you know, I'm a wreck of a human being, but I have a bruise on my inner thigh that looks like an oil spill. It's migrating up my leg, as Laura Flanders said last time. I got in a bike accident last weekend, and then I fell running yesterday.
Yes.
And I cracked a rib yesterday.
She fell. She's clumsy.
New York is rejecting me like a bad organ.
Yeah. Well, I've seen you run on the treadmill.
I think spazzy behavior can
be.
It's just amazing that you were a successful high school athlete because you have one leg that just goes bump, bump, bump.
We've decided this because Mercury is retrograde.
Okay.
That is what's
That's
happening.
All it is.
Everything's all cattywampus.
Or maybe you have one leg twice as long as the other.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
One leg is longer than the other.
That might be it.
So if you're on
the other leg is hollow and is you're filled good. With Chardonnay.
Stephanie's not having a seizure. She's exercising.
All right. So speaking of oil spills, the president commenting on the it has reached a land, has it not, Chris?
It has. Yes, it has.
I believe it has. The president yesterday.
This incident is of national significance, and the Department of Interior has announced that they will be sending SWAT teams to the Gulf to inspect all platforms and rigs.
What was it Stephen Colbert said about Bush that got him in trouble? It's like, you know, he thinks the same thing on Wednesday that he thought on Monday, regardless of what happens on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
At least this is good. You just were saying that the White House is...
They've reversed it.
Yeah. That's the breaking news this morning.
Limbaugh is accusing him of rushing in there, swooping in to play the hero.
Yeah, because I'm sure he caused the oil spill.
How dare he act like a leader?
Oh, Limbaugh also said that he is against the Arizona law because he can't produce his own papers.
Mm-hmm. At least Bush and Cheney deregulated the mining and oil industries.
Yes, that was a good move.
Yeah.
All right, we will be back with the latest on the oil spill and much more. 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You'll cheer, you'll cry, you might even get a cheap laugh or two.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
I am getting so hot, I want to take my clothes off.
It is me. Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Chris, you had a little bit of breaking news, Cub reporter Chris LeBoy?
Yes, we do. Apparently, this according to the Arizona Daily Star in Tucson, state lawmakers voted late Thursday to repeal one of the more controversial provisions from the new law aimed at illegal immigration. The new bill approved by the House and Senate changes the law to specify that when deciding whom to question about immigration status, police may not use race, ethnicity, or national origin as a factor.
Huh.
Well,
pretty much.
Well, what a relief.
What yeah.
It's exactly what the governor said when they first announced the law anyway.
Right. But that specifically was not in the law. So now they've
You know, there's common sense, Chris.
Absolutely.
What other reason are they going to have to suspect someone? It's because they're a brown person.
Absolutely. This is only because they were getting a lot of crap from everybody, across the country.
Yeah.
So now they've banned racial profiling.
Oh, so now
profiling.
I feel better. Yeah,
they've banned
uh-huh.
racial profiling, and they're legalized racial profiling.
Yes.
See, like Caribou Barbie said, it is, and there's no opportunity in there up in that their law also do in the for the racial profiling.
People will have to wear their shoes on their head so they can recognize right away their
yes.
immigrant shoes.
That they have the proper shoes. Ah, 51, this is a little, just more than half the country in favor of the Arizona law, according to a new Gallup poll. 51% of those polled nationwide said they are for it. 39% say they oppose it.
You know what? People may be for the reason why this law is passed, but maybe
well,
not
exactly.
for the specific
we need
law. Right.
Comprehensive well, immigration
exactly.
reform. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, and I'm afraid we're not going to get that. Again, the bill the Democrats are putting forward is immigration law improvements, not actual reform. They call for sanctions, increased sanctions on employers. When you start locking up employers who hire undocumented workers, you'll see this thing slow down. It's not going to happen. Our economy would collapse even more.
Glenn in Ann Arbor on the Arizona law. Hi, Glenn.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I feel I'm uniquely qualified to talk about this because I worked in Arizona as a roofer for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. As a what?
Roofer.
A roofer.
Oh, okay.
I laid miles and miles of hot tar, and most of the people I worked with were from Mexico.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they come here to work, just like my grandfather did, and, you know, the United States had an open immigration policy. Look at the Statue of Liberty, and at the bottom there's an inscription about tired and huddled masses and, you know, the thing. And that
yeah.
was the way it was. And that's the way, you know, America was great. That made America a beacon of freedom. And I shout out to Obama, welcome, because he's coming here tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Shout out to the president.
Well, yeah. America can't sustain unfettered, you know, immigration, you know, welcoming everybody.
Right. Well, nobody's for unfettered immigration.
Well, that's what he was saying, that he was, you know, for welcoming everybody. And I'm like, we can't do that. You know, economically,
I don't think
we can't.
He meant everybody. I mean, obviously, there's going to always be some immigration controls.
We're in favor of unfettered immigration for the Swedish women's volleyball teams.
Yes.
Of course you are, John. Berkeley in Sacramento, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Happy Friday.
Thank you.
2 weeks ago,
I wonder if there's someone named Sacramento in Berkeley.
Yeah, exactly. 2 weeks ago, John Fugelsang had one of the best sound bites ever. Whenever
wow.
you hear someone say liberal media, respond with, the media is as liberal as the corporations that own them. And if everybody listening passes that on and tells their friends and so on, maybe we can put an end to the liberal media.
Well, I wish I'd come up with that thought, but I mean, it's an old notion. It's just my spin on it linguistically. But yeah, you know, the media's bias is towards profit. The corporate media
yeah.
needs to, you know, satisfy their shareholders, which is why the so-called liberal media pays a lot more attention to Tea Party rallies than to anti-war rallies. It's better
mm-hmm.
for ratings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Leslie in Chattanooga, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Leslie.
Hi. How are you guys this morning?
Good. Go ahead.
I just wanted to bring the conversation level way down.
Good.
And talk a little bit about, a little more about your leg being one longer than the other.
Yes, we think so.
Well,
I have the same thing.
I was thinking, that's probably why you lean to the left.
It's not funny, folks. She looks like she's been dating Tito Ortiz. This woman is really,
oh.
really beaten
oh,
up.
Oh, no. Maybe that's why your hook shot was so good, because you sort of...
Exactly. I automatically lean to the left.
Off. Yeah.
Vince in Joplin, Missouri. Hello, Vince.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, go ahead.
I one thing I wanted to say, maybe you guys should, one of your songs for your breaks, you should do Mambo Number 5. I had a little bit of Stephanie in my life.
Oh, okay. Chris, get on that.
Okay.
All right, Vince,
actually,
go ahead.
I had a comment about the oil spill. It was nothing to do with the song. I think that this is more related to the Obama playing 11-dimensional chess school of thought, you know?
The avatar chess.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, we're running out of time, but John, you were saying that too, that he may never have been intending to drill in the first place.
No, he knows the GOP is not even bipartisan curious.
29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
What's going on? Why are you being so happy and nice? Are you soaking your tampons in vodka again?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. The president talking about the oil spill yesterday.
I ordered the Secretaries of Interior and Homeland Security, as well as Administrator Lisa Jackson of the Environmental Protection Agency, to visit the site on Friday to ensure that BP and the entire U.S. government is doing everything possible, not just to respond to this incident, but also to determine its cause.
Senator Bill Nelson, the Democrat of Florida, sent a letter to the president yesterday urging him to impose an immediate halt to any other test wells and exploratory activity in coastal waters until the federal investigation into the cause of the explosion is complete. And he has
done that this morning. Yep.
Yeah, and that was the breaking news this morning. The president has done that.
I'm surprised Limbaugh hasn't blamed it on Al Gore. Wait
to hear what Bill Kristol has to say about this in right-wing world.
You mean Bill Kristol, who has always been wrong about everything?
And he's wrong on this, too.
Don't you think you should at least be warned by Chiron that when someone is speaking? It's fine that they have him on, but by way of historical reference, they should point out that he's never been right about anything ever.
William the Bloody is now William the Oily.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for the teabaggers to demand.
Can someone do a montage of Bill Kristol being wrong, please?
Wow, that'd be a lot.
We're talking to you, Shano. I want to hear the teabaggers demand no federal bailout for the oil spill. That's what I'm waiting for.
Mm.
Don't use our tax dollars. Make the oil company do it themselves.
What were you saying? That BP's getting ready to blame the Coast Guard, you think?
I've already heard the rumors that they're going to try and blame the Coast Guard for this. Yeah, there were faulty directions given to the
BP
to the tanker.
Partly behind
the donor GPS?
Mm-hmm.
What, Jim?
The BP was partly responsible for the overthrow of Mossadegh in Iran, them and Standard Oil.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and so is our CIA. So
yes, CIA and MI6.
The president yesterday on BP.
While BP is ultimately responsible for funding the cost of response and cleanup operations, my administration will continue to use every single available resource at our disposal.
The White House energy advisor said we need to learn from the incident. She said those lessons will be folded in as the Interior Department goes through a lengthy process of issuing offshore oil development leases. Robert Gibbs said depending on the cause, the spill could affect what areas would be viewed as acceptable for drilling, and he even changed the president's viewpoint on new offshore drilling. Good. He's paying attention to conditions on the ground. The administration hopes the drilling proposal, along with federal loan guarantees to ramp up construction of nuclear plants, will attract some Republican votes on the global warming bill or the climate bill. And that's what I was saying is, you know, maybe once again, Jim, we have to rethink the bipartisan reaching out to get some Republican votes on whatever, you know, is the right thing to do. So that's exactly what it was. The nuclear and the oil drilling was a way to reach out to Republicans to get votes on something else.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, the coast of Louisiana has had it easy for a long time. So I'm hoping the Republicans stand their ground on this.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, no, the coast of Louisiana. Senate Democrats, business group, and environmentalists, by the way, pressing the president to break the climate change logjam. Obama's senior staff has been in contact with Democrats to find a way to woo Lindsey Graham back into the process after he bolted because he had a little hissy fit.
Need to install a bigger closet in this house before we'll consider John.
Oh, come on, John Lemise.
That's his own party.
Another possible scenario is they're trying to keep talks with Graham quiet to save him from attacks by home state conservatives who think he's too cozy with Democrats. Janet Napolitano yesterday about the oil spill.
Or assist in making sure that a minimal amount of water, reaches the shoreline.
And if she'd stayed in her last job, we wouldn't have this immigration law.
Well, yeah.
That's the irony.
That's true.
Her updating us on what...
The trapped oil was consumed in about 28 minutes. BP continues to use chemical dispersants, which, along with natural dispersions of oil, will address a large portion of the slick.
So how
Jim
is it...
and you...
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Jim.
Let's say, how is this the Coast Guard's fault? They
gave them the wrong directions.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Jim in New York... It's sort of like Laura Bush's ex-boyfriend's car is responsible for the accident because it's the wrong kind of car.
It had an Impala magnet in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Jim in New York.
It's Tim in New York.
All right, Tim.
Anyway, you keep framing this wrong. It's not a spill of oil. It's an uncontrolled well. A spill makes it sound like it's a finite amount of oil. this is keep is going to keep continuing, and they don't really have a good idea of how to actually control it yet.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Either
okay.
way, it's bad. So
yeah. Either way, it's
not. No, but it is much worse when you put it that way. Yeah, because they don't know how they're going to plug this up
right.
a mile underwater.
And this is the one I was just saying a few weeks ago. It's nothing like Santa Barbara could ever happen again.
Yeah.
These oil platforms are so much more sophisticated. Nothing could possibly go wrong.
Yeah, you were up there for that, right, Jim? Were you living in Santa Barbara then?
No, that was 1969.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's what they keep saying is that, oh, you know, things are much better now. Like, you know, they have much better technology. It's much safer, blah, blah, blah. But
yeah,
it's like,
we're using fire. That's how much better the technology is. We're trying to burn it out. We're going Bronze Age on this spill.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've heard that sometimes can make it worse, right? Because it makes the actual consistency even, you know, it burns off some of the volume, but then what's left is, I know.
But not to be a tea partier here, but I know,
isn't that like using leeches? You're right.
Exactly. We're going to burn it out. We're going to smoke out the oil. But not to sound like a tea partier here, but I don't want to see a penny of taxpayer dollars go to this cleanup. BP's doing fine, folks. Don't forget, BP is one of the four oil companies that was given complete control of Iraq's oil fields, okay?
Yeah.
Remember how that war wasn't about oil, and then it turns out, oh, four companies get to keep the oil? BP's got one quarter of it. They can afford the cleanup themselves.
Operation Iraqi Liberation.
Oh, and BP also announced this morning that they're going to go down to, you know, a mile underneath the water and, throw some chemical dispersant at the broken well and see if that happens. It's never been done before. But
once again, my analogy would be when the janitor threw that orange powder on the vomit in your grade school. Not really sure. To me, it made it smell worse, but somehow they...
What's going to happen with the ocean life from all these
chemicals? Well, the thing is that the spill has now this morning reached the Mississippi Delta, and it's moving towards all the ecosystems there.
Great.
So they have set up these booms to prevent the oil from reaching the grasslands and the beaches. However, there's 5-foot waves, and it's pushing it over the blockades, over the booms. So
let me make another analogy just to lower the discourse again. It's like when you spray that lavender stuff in the bathroom. You know what I mean? When it doesn't really help. It just makes it smell like lavender poo.
Exactly.
Now it smells like poo and roses.
Dave in Miami. Here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
One of the things that nobody's really talking about is the real beaches that are going to get smashed, which is the best beaches in the United States are a pure white sand beach from basically Pensacola, Florida, all the way down to Panama City. I mean, they're so white. They don't get hot in the summer. You have to wear sunglasses. I was just in Pensacola on the way back from New Orleans.
Yeah, I've walked those beaches. They are gorgeous in Florida.
And actually, if you look at the map this morning of where the oil slick is, which is huge, and where it's being forced directly north, it's going to impact the delta of Mississippi first, which is 60 miles south of New Orleans. But it's really contained in the Gulf of Mexico, which is bordered by Louisiana Delta on one side and the Florida coast on the other. I mean, this thing could wipe out America's best beaches. I mean, the white sand beaches from Pensacola to Panama City are just the best in the world, and it's heading that way. I mean, it's oil is oil. I mean, this is 5,000.
And
also, the oil is hitting the mouth of the Mississippi River, and do you realize how much ship traffic goes up and down the Mississippi River?
I learned that in grade school.
If that ship traffic can't exit, prices for a lot of commodities are going to go way, way up.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see this be the sort of issue that all Americans can come together on and work together to solve this. I'm hoping that we won't see any oil company shills in the Senate be divisive here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm sure that won't happen.
I doubt very highly that would happen.
Dave in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, Stephanie. You know, those beaches down there are white. They could be in the Tea Party movement. I'm an ecologist, toxicologist. The bottom line here is when they're talking about breaking up that spill, it does not address the toxicity of that nasty brew of chemicals that are coming out of that oil well.
Yep.
And once that oil, even at a couple molecules thick at the surface of that water in the wetlands, that just kills the eggs. It's highly toxic, and it lasts for decades. The problem here is not going to go away, and so perhaps we could send some of the Republican politicians there that may be able to absorb them with their sponge brains, but who knows.
There you go. See, that's how you can tell that it's a smart show.
Indeed.
Hi, I'm an environmental toxicologist. You don't find them calling Rush.
No,
well,
only the ones
they don't get through.
Only the ones who are on the Shell payroll.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, you're right. It's, when you say, I mean, look, the Republicans just stood up for, you know, big health insurance companies, mm-hmm. big banks.
Mm-hmm.
Even with this mining disaster, they're standing up for, you know,
they're standing
for
up
big
for the,
coal.
They're standing up for the guys who ripped us off. They're standing up for the union busters. They're standing up for the insurance companies.
Yeah, will they stand up for big oil? Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah. It's, well, you know, they have to get their campaign donations somehow.
Dan in Alabama on the oil spill. Hi, Dan.
Yeah. Hey, I heard, and I don't remember where I saw it, but you could go Google it, that for $500,000, they could have had a device at the bottom of this oil well that they could have automatically shut it off and prevented all this.
Yeah, other countries, especially in Europe, require that. We don't.
Well, thank God big government didn't force them to regulate.
Yeah, thank God. There's,
yep.
Marcy in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Marcy.
There, I guess I'm the nuanced caller of the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm going to take that title because I keep using that word. We need to do a little bit of nuance. The technology is better. The industry's right about that. The problem remains when there's a disaster, it's still a disaster.
Right.
There's no
getting
around that.
Right. Maybe that's what you're saying, John, that, you know, that maybe the technology is better, but the technology for fixing it after it happens is not better. There's
exactly,
only so many things you can do once it happens.
And because those regulations were not in place. This industry has been deregulated. Mm-hmm. This is what happens when you put two Texas oil men in the White House for 8 years. You get foreign wars for oil, and you get deregulation on the industry safety standards. Sorry, kids. Blame Obama.
45 minutes after the hour, right back on the latest with the immigration law, the Charlie Crist bombshell, and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I have never experienced the hostility that this little show, which I think is a charming show, is engendering in the community.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it in the midst of Fridays with Fuglesang. 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1 to the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Charlie Crist, as we mentioned, did announce that he is going to dive into a three-way with two other men.
Jesus Christ.
Charlie Crist, yes.
My decision to run for the United States Senate as a candidate without party affiliation in many ways says more about our nation and our state than it does about me.
It says your party has become a bunch of right-wing whacks that my dad and Goldwater would not recognize anymore.
They've had a sane-ectomy.
I think it's the Associated Press version I'm reading. Says his chances of winning as an independent appear slim. He has burned bridges with Republicans and Democrats. He has an announcement as an opportunity for Kendrick Meek, the Democratic nominee. Mm-hmm.
And we are trying to raise money to get Kendrick Meek a butcher last name today.
Yes.
All day. Please, we need your donations.
Yes.
We've had
That's like his Bruce Wayne name.
Kendrick Apparatus, Kendrick Powertop, whatever you have. Please,
give me the hipper last name. God.
Jiminy Christmas. One recent poll showed Chris more than 20 points behind Marco
Rubio.
Mm-hmm. Who's moderate now?
But yeah, but then on this poll, he had a little lead in the three-way. One pollster said the odds are like 1,000,000% better if he were running as a Republican. So that seems like quite the toss-up in Florida at this point.
Yes, he quit the Republican Party a few months after the Republican Party quit him. And now they're hoping that if he does get it, if Chris does get the election, he'll still caucus with the Republicans, which to me would be like if Conan had said yes to the midnight spot on NBC. He's not going to do it.
Charlie Crist yesterday.
Frankly, the easy thing for me would have been to run for re-election as governor. But for me, it's never been about doing what's easy. Yeah. It's been about doing what's right for the people first.
It's about doing what's hard.
It's not ever about winning and keeping your own power. It's about the people.
It's about doing what's hard. Really, really,
really
hard.
And it gets harder every day.
Aren't you glad you went for Charlie Crist?
Marco.
Rubio.
When I got in this race, I knew that my opponent supported the Obama agenda, and that has not changed. I just didn't realize I'd have to run against both of them at the same time.
Mm. How dare he accept that stimulus money to help save jobs in our state? What a traitor.
Mm-hmm. Hey, he embraced the president's package. That's what their point is. They're not, they don't like people like Charlie.
He's like a Republican Joe Lieberman, but I repeat myself.
Representative Kendrick, who is not meek.
That I am running against two Republicans in this race, and I'm the only Democrat in this race. I believe that we will garner quite a few independent votes and some Republican votes.
You know...
Oh.
Stop it. We, by the way, are rescheduling Representative Meek. He was supposed to be on yesterday, but he was doing something with the president. I don't know, something.
It's a bit of a busy day for him. And he's now got a challenger as well. Jeff Green is a Florida billionaire real estate guy with a bit of a questionable past, and he's announced he's going to run as a Democrat, and he's got a lot of money in the bank to do it.
Oh, boy.
Turning into quite the free-for-all. Not too long ago, Chris was praised by Republican members of Congress as a common-sense conservative and viewed by Republican operatives as a potential nominee for president on the 2012 ticket. Desperate to help Tea Party candidate Marco Rubio defeat Crist in the primary, though, right-wing partisans painted Crist as a liberal who veered left from the Republican Party. They've attacked him for voicing support for cap-and-trade, a free market idea to address global warming, and for openly accepting stimulus money, which economists and Republican governors now agree was absolutely necessary to stave off severe budget cuts and avert a much deeper recession. Despite the bluster, Crist is a moderate who has built a career out of largely pragmatic decision-making. The modern Republican Party left him, I think, clearly.
I think you're right. They purged the moderates.
And a coalition of sharply ideological big business group aided by the Fox News-inspired and lobbyist-run Tea Party has essentially pushed the Republican Party so far to the right that Crist is no longer welcome. Rubio is a policy lightweight tinged with a major corruption scandal and is still worth the investment for his right-wing backers because he believes reflexively in rejecting government accountability, social programs, or anything Obama proposes.
They are so sure he's going to win, they let Cheney publicly endorse him. That's how confident they are.
Yeah, right.
Even though
they let the big Satan endorsement came in.
Even though Rubio is tinged with a lot of back hair, apparently, too. Ew.
But, you know, it's interesting. This has happened. What's Senator Kahaley...
Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the senior senator from Texas.
She was considered a moderate, got thumped by 22 points by right-wing whack and coyote shooter Rick Perry.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's the other thing that I think is interesting. It's they're saying, you know, the headline is Crist exit could signal an insider purge or anyone that's been, you know, tagged as an insider or anyone vaguely moderate.
Ask John McCain about that. You know, he's such a maverick, he's denying he was ever a maverick. And he's such a maverick, he hasn't come down on either side in the immigration debate yet.
Well, he said he likes the law, even though it's probably illegal.
He said it's a useful tool for the police, but he didn't endorse it.
Let's go to Jackie in Santa Cruz. Jackie in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, hi guys.
Hi.
Yeah, just briefly, about the Mexican farm workers. Okay, I live in an area where they pick crops. I know a lot of them. Okay, if these people have to leave, I'm talking about the undocumented workers. If they're forced to leave, who's going to pick the crops? I don't think the teabaggers are going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I know you're not going to do it. Who's going to do it? Okay, God bless you.
Oh, okay, thank you. She'll take our answer.
I'll do it. I've hated my job at the bank all these years. I've never been fulfilled running Goldman Sachs. I want to go pick lettuce.
Yeah, this is almost like the antebellum South having to give up slavery. I think our only option is to invade Canada now. War of Northern Aggression.
Rob in Tucson, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a beautiful day here in Tucson, and I'm all for the 1070 bill, and I wish that a lot of people would educate themselves on this bill and that it mirrors the federal bill. And there are a lot of murders, a lot of crime going on because of what's going on in this state because of the illegal immigrants, not immigrants. I'm all for having immigrants in this country, but I want them to do it legally.
Sure.
And I have many of friends that are of Hispanic, and some of them don't like to be called Hispanic. They like to be called Mexicans that are also for this bill.
But Rob, you do realize that all illegal immigrants are not Mexican, right?
Absolutely.
What's the mechanism in the law that allows you to deport Canadians?
Well,
or British?
Let me ask you this.
Answer my question first, please.
Okay, I will answer your question. There is nothing. If they are British or if they're Russian or if everything else, they don't have their papers. Absolutely, they should.
But what's going to make someone pull them over?
What's going to make them pull them over?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you get stopped for running a red light and they don't have their papers.
Right.
But if you're brown, sir, they don't have to wait for you to run a red light.
Right.
They can stop you anytime they
absolutely.
Want to ask. And this law requires one category of American citizens to have to carry a birth certificate at all times. It takes liberties away from citizens.
Yes. You can always. By the way, that law's always been in effect. Obviously, if you get pulled over for something else. You know, that's not what this law is.
And it's going to make it really tough for the cops.
58 minutes after the hour, back with Senator Debbie Stabenow next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. Happy Friday. We are in the midst of Fridays with John Fugelsang here in the New York Bureau.
Great to be here.
StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer, Chris Lavoie, voice deity, Jim Warner, me, Stephanie Miller, Mama, on The Edge Show on MSNBC last night. That is up in the YouTube section. And don't forget, Mama will be on The Edge Show again on Monday on MSNBC. Bill writes, Steph, two guys walk into Goldman Sachs. That's the entire joke. Okay, I get it.
These are the guys who read the Bible and thought it really peaked early with the golden calf. All downhill after that.
All right. Let's check on the latest on financial reform and everything else going on senatorial. Senator Debbie Stabenow, one of our personal favorites of the great state of Michigan. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Steph. It's good to be back with you.
So nice to have you back. So the Republicans have finished their little fit, I guess,
right.
And you're on to actually working on financial reform, which 65% or so of the American people are for, correct?
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, they've wasted a whole nother week of the year now just dragging their feet, holding things up, stopping us from even having a debate, an open debate about whether or not we need to fix the rules on Wall Street. And I think at the end of this, it's now very clear. I mean, they're on the side of the big banks and big bonuses, and we're on the side of working families that, you know, want to make sure their pension's going to be okay and their 401k. And I've got small businesses in my state and manufacturers that want to know there's a financial system where they can get the capital they need to create jobs. And, you know, coming from Michigan, jobs are a pretty important thing to us. And there's been 8 million jobs lost in the process of this gambling that went on with other people's money. You know, if somebody wants to go to a casino and with their own money, that's fine. But they were gambling other people's money, and a lot of people got hurt, and it's time to change the rules.
Yeah, well, I love that, you know, to combat the being the party of no, didn't they come up with some 20-page alternative that it didn't have so much of the pesky regulation in the financial regulation?
No, I think it's very interesting, the fact that, you know, again, what they're talking about is really, you know, supporting their friends, the folks that caused this on Wall Street, trying to slow walk it through, and, you know, we're saying, hey, look, working families deserve a cop on the street, even Wall Street. And so we want to make sure that there's an early warning system, that consumers have the right information. It's all public. You know what's going on. You know what's being done. There's a way to have an early warning system to be able to, you know, wind these companies down if there's a problem, if they're in trouble. And frankly, we also want to make sure that the financial system really works, because, you know, We're talking about common sense regulation here, because the system itself actually works to create capital, to create jobs, if it's done right. But after watching what happened with Goldman Sachs folks testifying this week, it was appalling to see the lack of remorse, the lack of any sense that there was anything wrong with the, you know, the way they were using these risky gambling, you know, procedures to really put at risk everything.
Yeah, well, and it was also
economy.
Notable for how many S-bombs the senators got to drop, because that was...
Yeah,
I thought I was watching, you know, Def Comedy Jam or something. That was
well. I think people were so shocked in looking at, first of all, looking at these emails where folks are describing that they're selling people,
right?
You know, bad product, and then you know, selling people bad products, then they're betting against them. So they're betting on both sides, and then talking about it in such a cavalier way, and so no remorse. Nobody said I'm sorry. Nobody said, gee, we want to work with you because you know there's no oversight, and you know we got to make sure there's accountability. And nobody said, yeah, this you know we families were hurt, you know workers were hurt, businesses were hurt. No, none of that. It was really quite astounding.
Yep, absolutely, Senator. You know, obviously. A lot in the news about this Arizona law. Do you think that, you know, realistically, the immigration reform might get done this session or no?
I think it's going to be tough to get it done, but at the same time, what happened in Arizona is wrong, in my judgment. And, you know, there has to be a way to deal with a broken system that doesn't involve taking away the rights of Americans. And so, you know, we have to see something happen. I mean, obviously, coming from Michigan with the highest unemployment rate, you know, my number one focus is jobs, jobs, jobs. And part of that is making sure that we enforce the law, that employers are not, you know, hiring people illegally. But part of it's also fixing a broken system for people, you know, who want to come and contribute and be a part of the American dream.
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, I think that actually, I mean, obviously people on both sides of the aisle have come out against this law. I think even Jeb Bush said, I see it as an opportunity, not a problem. And I think that's true. I mean, I think it is an opportunity to fix a long overdue, problem, right?
It is. It is an opportunity, and it really showcases, first of all, we have a broken system and that it's got to be fixed right. I mean, what Arizona is talking about is fixing it in the wrong way, setting up a system where it's interesting to me that folks who have been speaking out against government intrusion now support the ability to have somebody stopped, you know, taking your child to a soccer game or going to the grocery store. If you don't have your papers, or maybe the next thing is a government ID card. I don't know. I know that there's been objection to government ID cards, but, you know, at this point, the direction they're going in certainly is going to affect the individual liberties of Americans at this point. And in addition to being...
Well, I mean, even, Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell said that. He's criticized the law, saying the whole idea of carrying papers and always having to be able to prove your citizenship reminds him of some other regimes that weren't necessarily helpful to democracy. And this is the guy that was for Confederate History Month with no mention of slavery.
Yeah, I know. I think it shows just, you know, how far this has gone. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of innocent people, a lot of families are going to get hurt in this process. And so something's got to change there. I mean, I can't believe that ultimately this law will stand. I'm sure it's being challenged, and it should be challenged.
Yep. Senator, let me get your take on the other big story yesterday is Charlie Crist leaving the Republican Party. You know, there's been so much in the media of the power of the Tea Party and all that. In my view, it's pretty much imploded on them in upstate New York and Illinois, and it may yet again. I think it may be good news for Democrats. What do you think?
That they're
scaring out anybody even vaguely moderate in the Republican Party.
Well, no, I think so. And I think, and we have a great candidate, Kendra Meeks, down in Florida. And, you know, when I was talking about how we need a cop on the street, he's a former police officer as well as a great congressman and brings all kinds of wonderful experiences to the Senate that, we would welcome. And he's a great candidate. And I think this, increases the opportunity for him to be in the U.S. Senate.
Yep, absolutely. Let's talk about, just quickly before you go, Senator, the other big story, obviously, this horrible oil spill. And the you know, the White House has announced already this morning, as you probably know, that they are going to, you know, stop any further oil drilling until they study this. What is your take on all that?
Well, I think the Obama administration is doing the right thing. I mean, obviously, you know, with all of the talk and testimony we've heard for a long time about how this is safe, obviously something went wrong. It wasn't safe, and we need to get to the bottom of it. I mean, this is huge. This is huge, huge impact. And so,
yeah.
You know, I think they did the right thing by saying that, you know, they're going to stop and figure out what went wrong before going any further.
Yep, yep, absolutely. Senator Debbie Stabenow, the great state of Michigan, thanks so much. Always great to see you again.
Always great to talk with you. Keep up the great work.
Don't be such a stranger.
Okay.
All right, see you next time. Senator Debbie Stabenow, the great state of Michigan. There she goes.
I'm waiting to see if we have a scandal over the fact that for the first couple of days of this spill, they kept saying, it's not that bad. It's only one hole in the thing. It's not that bad. And then we find out the thing has more holes in the current story arc of Lost. So there may be a scandal.
Well, you're saying, I mean, it could be as bad as or worse than Exxon Valdez.
That's not me saying it. That's a lot of people projecting it. This is going to affect a lot more places where people live on the coast than in Alaska and Prince William Sound.
And the Louisiana wetlands are so fragile that this is going to cause incalculable damage to it.
And one of our listeners said there's some Halliburton connection.
Really?
Sent in an email. I have no way.
They're probably they might be involved in the cleanup.
Well, they may have been involved in with it wasn't entirely BP, according to one of our listeners.
Interesting. Well, like, you know, Greta Van Susteren is always at the scene of the crime a little too soon. You know, just saying. I think. She may have. I don't know for sure.
I liked her in that new full-page Fox News ad. I didn't see Glenn Beck in that ad.
Yeah, did you see that? By the way, we're going to dive into Right Wing World next, but that was fairly hilarious. There's a big ad about Fox News being number one, and everybody's in it but Glenn Beck. Oh, dear.
Mr. 29% ratings decline didn't make it to the ad.
Oh, dear. Weirdly enough.
They, my friends, are going to add Puerto Rico as the 41st state. Get ready to get out your white thread and have to start sewing a new star into your grandpa's flag.
Well, and the thing is, it's not, you know, Hannity and O'Reilly, everybody's in there, so it's not like it's just the news, you know, because they have that stupid thing, right? Oh, well, no, that's not the news section. That's the opinion, you know. So, but everybody's in there except for Beck.
John Bears in it.
Yeah. John, you bring up a good point. Why is the far right screaming their heads off about this possible Puerto Rico thing?
I'm guessing
good
because they'll
God
see it as two more. Because if we make Puerto Rico a state,
right,
never mind the additional tax revenue. And again, they don't want it, but Puerto Rico does pay taxes.
Absolutely.
Just like D.C.
And they don't get representation.
Which also has taxation without representation.
Right.
So these patriots support taxation without representation. But they see Puerto Rico as an easy two more Democratic senators permanently in the U.S. Senate.
I'm guessing it's too many brown people.
Well, there's that, too.
It's the whole brown people.
Well, that's the same reason they don't want D.C. to be a state.
Because it would add one more Democrat to the House.
Don't get me started on Guam.
Yeah, too many brown people.
17 minutes after the hour. Right back with Right Wing World and more on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm sorry, that's inappropriate.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Isn't he delightful, the guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money?
Yeah, it was nice to see him in here.
Yeah, he just, you see, Chris, I think I cracked a rib and I'm like a complete mess.
He called your cracked rib a good start.
Yeah, he asked if I want to go running in the park later. He's just trying to make it worse, which is very nice.
He offered to fix you up with Charlie Sheen. That was nice.
Thank you.
Stephanie, we have a little breaking news coming out of the Today Show.
Yes, sir.
Apparently, Meredith Vieira dropped an S-bomb live on the air today while doing a texting while driving simulation.
No.
It seems to me that the host of the Stephanie Miller Show did that driving while hosting a national radio show one morning.
Oh, that's right. I was late, so I did the first segment on the phone, and I almost smashed into something, and
that's
I
right.
dropped an S-bomb. Yes,
that's
okay.
funny.
Well, you know, it's all the rage with senators dropping S-bombs left and right, you know.
Well, it was funny hearing that particular S-word said so many times on C-SPAN, because normally you only hear that word regarding C-SPAN's lighting and camera work. But, and here in New York, Rosanna Scotto dropped a curse word on the air that Keith Olbermann played that's a curse word that no one's ever said
oh,
on
yeah,
the air before.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That one?
Yeah. Oh, it's an interest. It's one that didn't make George Carlin's list. It's
the J
recent.
Word.
It's the J word.
J.
Yeah.
It's slang for.
Yeah, it's slang.
I don't know.
It's
what that
slang.
Is. Okay. I'm out of the loop as usual.
It's on YouTube.
All right. Let's dive into the right wing world. See what's doing, shall we, kids? Here we go.
Yay,
right
wing world.
Dear, the drug-addled gas bag again, Russia.
The communists around the world always thought that they had to play off the haves versus the have-nots. Class warfare. Hitler and his gang believed you did it on race. You divided people by race. Obama is doing both. Obama is playing class warfare and dividing people on the basis of race. He's doing them both. He's outdoing whatever Hitler and any Soviet commissar ever did.
Well, he's a communist and a Nazi.
Communist fascist, my friend. Communist and a fascist.
You know what? They only call it class warfare when you're trying to help the bottom 95% of the population.
Right.
You notice that?
You know, I think I mentioned that Rush said Obama is against the Arizona immigration law because he himself cannot produce his papers. Limbaugh has also falsely in the past claimed that Obama is from Arab parts of Africa and therefore Arab himself.
Oh, the Arab parts of Africa.
He also, Jim, since he's trying to turn the Greg Palast thing on his ear, he's saying Democrats are only opposed to the Arizona law because we rely on voter fraud to maintain our power.
There is no voter fraud. There's election fraud, which has been...
There was voter registration fraud.
Yes. Well,
Acorn was, and the whole Acorn thing. And tell your Republican friends this: people were paid to go out and register voters. They didn't do it. They wrote down Mickey Mouse and got paid anyway. So Acorn was the victim of fraud, not you.
Exactly.
Yeah. By the way, is it me or is it possible that Tom Tancredo is actually getting a little crazier? Did you hear his latest conspiracy theory? Obama is hiding his birth certificate to make the right wing look crazy.
But he's right. He's exactly right, except that he's not hiding it. Rahm Emanuel is laughing his butt off in the Oval Office over this.
Yes. He claimed that he is purposely withholding his birth certificate in order to fuel birther conspiracies and make the right wing look.
And it's working.
Yeah. We don't need your help, Obama.
Oh, by the way, Glenn Beck has jumped on that train. He's also claimed the birther issue is a conspiracy created by the Obama administration.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's only enabled by the Obama administration. They helped make it. You know, Obama just gave him enough rope.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Hawaii went digital in 2001. There are no more original birth certificates. They're all online for the whole state.
Do you have an original birth certificate? I don't. I just have a copy.
No, I just have the abstract that you can get from Los Angeles County.
The real scandal is the time machine Obama built to go back in time and put a birth announcement in the paper.
Yes.
That's the real, that's the story somebody
it's
really
the
on.
It's the time machine gate.
Okay, Bill Christou, who has, have I ever mentioned, has always been wrong about everything in the history of everything.
That's right.
It is pretty clear that, in general, the offshore drilling of oil has become incredibly quite safe, mm-hmm. not perfectly safe, but compared to other ways of getting energy, quite safe compared to mining of coal, for example, and very environmentally clean.
See, mining of coal could be a lot safer if it were conducted in a different country.
say unions were allowed to be involved in... Yes.
Yes, and worker safety regulations.
Yeah.
Well, thank God we got the government off our backs.
Okay. Steve Ducey and Gretchen Carlson, I apologize in advance from the Fox and Freaks.
A number of these Hispanic groups and some Democrats are upset. They're planning some rallies for May 1st, and they could be gigantic. If you remember back in 2006, there were, you know, some estimates were millions of Hispanics took to the streets of America, and they were flying flags from South America and stuff like that, and suddenly there was some backlash. So if they are planning some big rallies, beware, there could be some backlash this time as well.
Well, it's an interesting irony because of the freedom of speech here in this country, they're allowed to do that.
Well,
yes, but flying the flag of an enemy nation that quit America to start their own slaveholding country,
that's
Southern heritage.
29 minutes after the hour, back with more Red Wing World next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do is spend my days listening to
Stephanie Miller
talk and sing and scream at her cleaning lady on the phone.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. We are in the midst of Fridays with Fuglesang here in the New York Bureau of the Stephanie Miller International.
Whether you like it or not.
1-800-STEP-1 to the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Caribou Barbie, I apologize in advance, Jim.
There is no ability or opportunity in there for the racial profiling, and oh. Shame on the lamestream media again for turning this into something that it is not.
God darn it, the lamestream media.
This law consists entirely of racial profiling, does it not?
And there's no rule in the oil drilling for spills, okay, folks?
Yes.
That's not part of the plan.
She went on to say also, too, in addition.
Governor Jan Brewer did what she had to do as the CEO of that state to help protect the citizens of her
state.
States
are not businesses.
She had to do what the federal government has refused to do, and that has helped secure the borders. I think it's shameful, too, that the Obama administration has allowed, too, this to become more of a racial issue by perpetuating this myth that racial profiling is a part of this law.
It is the entirety
is
of
the
this
law,
once again. Oh, my God, Jim, she's doing your version of her.
Why hasn't he not arrested
also
all the brown
two.
People?
Also, too.
Also, too, in addition, also, too, the president has made the... But the president is what? He didn't pass the Arizona law.
No, it was... And after all, Bush did for 8 long years to do nothing to stop the flood of illegal immigrants into the country. So
he suddenly
Obama's
discovered
fault.
It's a problem. Mm. Now there's a brown guy in the White House.
Oh, by the way, I think we mentioned earlier, Jim, did you hear Republican Duncan Hunter? You know, I thought they were all big Constitution guys.
He's
these
a pro-family guy, too, isn't
yes,
he?
Yes, they would like to shred the parts of the Constitution that they don't like. In this case, the 14th Amendment. He wants to deport U.S.-born children of illegal immigrants.
Right. Sure.
Yes. Deporting U.S. citizens.
Right. Who, some of them don't speak the language of their...
To keep families together.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and while we're at it, let's see Emilio Gonzalez's family.
He's never liked the 14th Amendment because it's the one that let black people become citizens.
I think we should send all foreigners off the continent, starting with the 14th century.
Hannity on the Constitution, oddly enough.
You see, I think we need to return to constitutional government. I think
really?
They shredded the Constitution, especially during the health care debate. Czars, for the most part, all these controversial figures, they're unaccountable. This has not been done. You know, on this level by any president in history, how much damage do you think is going to be done? And, you know, how do we get back the power once he's grabbed it?
Get rid of those czars. Yeah. They're commies.
Oh, wait,
we need to get back,
the czar.
Back to the Constitution when a president could invade another country that hadn't attacked us because he felt like it without Congress actually declaring war.
Yes.
Back to those days of the Constitution.
You were mentioning the Fox, what the Fox? The big Fox ad in the Washington Post talking about them being number one. Glenn Beck, nowhere to be found in there.
No?
His audience has fallen about 30%, I guess. Oh. Some are speculating that Fox is finally getting frustrated with the fact that he is draining advertisers with some sponsors and abandoning the entire network because of Beck.
Awesome.
The rest of them, of course, a bastion of credibility.
Right.
Old Glenn Beck is dragging him down. Dennis in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on the oil spill. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Stephanie. How are you today?
Good. Go ahead.
First off, this first time I call, and I love your show. Unfortunately, I only get to listen to it on the Internet because I live in Louisiana. On the oil spill, you know, a couple of years ago, I think you guys had said this earlier, there was some legislature that would have made it to where it would be required to have equipment that would prevent this such thing that would cost, I think, $500,000 per piece of equipment.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
BP is losing, what, $2 million a day now because of this?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see how that makes any sense. Where was the – what happened to that bill? Was it the Republicans decided, you know, hey, you know, big oil puts too much money in our pocket and we like to be elected by them or something like that? Is that what happened there?
Well, I mean, it seems, you know, again, it's the same thing we were talking about with the mining disaster. It's just, you know, I how can you say, oh, clearly there are reasons these things happen. It's because there is not enough oversight. There's not enough regulation.
And they call it big government. Folks, it's America. We are the government. We need good government, not big government. When they say big government, they mean more control for business, less regulations and safety for you.
I think the important point of that conversation, Chris, is the disasters that have hit Louisiana, including Hurricane Katrina, the oil spill, and the lack of...
Stephanie Miller.
Yes.
Indeed.
Yeah.
They're hurting in the Treme. They need Stephanie.
We were on in New Orleans for a time.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But then that guy changed the station.
Yes. All right. Speaking of the immigration law, here's, you know, the president said if we continue to fail to act on immigration at a federal level, we will continue to see misguided efforts to open up across the country. Indeed, it is already happening. I don't know if you saw the involvement of this Immigration Reform Law Institute. It's a legal arm of a designated nativist extremist hate group in drafting Arizona's controversial immigration law. Apparently, their lawyer has said he's been approached by lawmakers from at least four other states who've asked for advice on how they can do the same thing. In the aftermath of the passage of Arizona laws, many states and localities across the country, and the fact the middle of are about to embark on copycat pieces of legislation. The president talking about immigration.
It's a matter of political will. Now, look, we've gone through a very tough year, and I've been working Congress pretty hard. So I know there may not be an appetite immediately to dive into another controversial issue. There's still work that has to be done on energy. Midterms are coming up. So I don't want us to do something just for the sake of politics that doesn't solve the problem.
It looks to me like they're going to have to get an appetite pretty soon. Nancy Pelosi yesterday.
If there is going to be any movement in this regard, it will require presidential leadership as well as an appetite, as well as a willingness to move forward in the Congress. We have shared principles of securing our border, protecting our workers, enforcing our laws, and having a path, an eventual path to legalization.
It sounds like none of the leadership wants to do it this year.
Yeah, exactly. As long as you got weenies like Eric Cantor in the leadership. Mm. Did you see him on ABC? They asked him where he stood on the law four times, but he refused to go on record either way. At one point, he tried to dismiss the question in calling it a false choice without any real explanation as to why. Exactly.
Yeah.
I got to say, not everyone here in New York can afford tickets to see Denzel Washington on stage in Fences, so I want to thank D.C. for giving us so much good theater this year. Because these guys, the Republican Party's not serious about ending illegal immigration. They know it's never going to end. They need that slave labor.
Well, they're in a tough place. It's interesting, in the same article, it appears some Republicans unwilling to alienate the right-wing base of their constituencies, with people getting teabagged left and right, like Charlie Crist. Yeah. But at the same time, they're afraid to drive the Republicans further away from Latinos. So, you know,
the fastest growing segment of the population, and you just push them away.
Yeah.
Nice done, essay.
Nicely done. Yeah. The boner on immigration.
In the middle of an election year, after we've had bills like health care shoved down our throats and the process twisted, tortured, pressured, bribed, you cannot do a serious piece of legislation of this size with this difficulty in this environment.
He's orange with rage.
It can't be at the top of our list. This can't be.
It's the bottom of our list. Shouldn't it be on the list? There shouldn't be a list.
Look at this blank piece of paper. That's our agenda. That's not supposed to happen.
All right. We've a lot of hot button issues. We need to get to a little fun stack, don't we?
Please.
Yay.
America's crazy this week.
Okay, let me just start by saying this is funny because he did it to himself. Surgeons extricate hot sauce bottle from state inmate. An inmate in a state prison.
Oh, no.
He apparently used a hot sauce bottle as a sex device. He They first obviously thought it was an assault. He acknowledged he had not been assaulted, but had on his own inserted the hot sauce bottle.
Ah.
In his, so in his...
That's somebody that had a hot weekend.
Wow. Yeah, I thought prison was a place where they did hot foots, but that...
No.
That's...
No.
Autoerotic hot sauce insertion.
Here is a cautionary tale. I think most men, and particularly Jim and John, you're both married men, you would know this. Do not ever tell a woman she looks fat in anything. Police say a 24-year-old man is missing a chunk of his right ear that was bitten off after a woman who did not like being called fat. The man told 21-year-old Anna Godfrey she was fat. Officer said Godfrey then tackled the man and took a chunk.
Well, if she's fat, then
she was hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, she had to have to take him down.
See, you're only saying that because she's not here.
Some skinny wife wouldn't be able to take a chunk out of his ear.
Yeah, Stephanie, you would be able to tackle someone and bite their ear off.
You know,
I could try.
A guy who walks around telling women they're fat, that's his own punishment. He's going to have a lonely, sad, angry life.
You're
going to suffer.
Yes.
All right, here is bad news for me. You know, as you know, I began my career as a dancer at the Itchy Kitty in Reseda.
That's right. Mm.
If a New York court says stripping is not art,
What?
And does not qualify for tax-free status. Is stripping an art? No way, says the New York Tax Appeals Board. The board was considering a sales tax exemption for the Night Moves Dance Club near Albany.
That's not art, but Dancing with the Stars is.
A lower court judge ruled the strippers were engaged in dramatic or musical arts and qualified for tax-free status. The appeals board, though, ruled lap dances and the like cannot be considered in the same
way. How about if you did it in a church? Because then, yeah, it'd be tax-exempt.
That's true.
It's art when I do it.
Dancing with the Stars is not tax-exempt either, John.
If they say that's not art, they're not going to scores. They do it right there. They have technique.
The point is I'm a dancer, dammit.
I'm a dancer.
Friggin' art. It used to be that pole dancing was just a form of adult entertainment. Now guys are learning the moves from local fitness studios.
Oh, yeah, pole dancing got me. It got me out of the Navy.
Are we human or are we dancer? I really don't know.
Men are taking pole dancing classes.
Really?
Well.
I thought that was another Charlie Crist story, but it's not.
Oh.
45 minutes after the hour, back with Celebrity Stack and more, as we conclude Fridays at Fugelsang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's really weird, but it's also the coolest thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Minutes after the hour, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Florida has officially declared a state of emergency. The breaking news this morning. Deirdre in Annapolis on the oil spill. Hello.
Hey, Steph. Listen, the next time Caribou calls in, could you ask her if there's connection between the massive BP oil spill in the Gulf and the fact that they own the contract for the Alaska pipeline and the last paying job that Tad had was with BP when she was governor?
Oh. Interesting. I think it might be time for your Sarah Palin poem again.
Oh, well, I got to say, Miss Shrill Baby Shrill cried out, drill baby drill, didn't plan on a spill baby spill. She was only a shill baby shill.
He's so clever.
By the way, Sue Loudon has a great plan to deal with this oil slick. She's going to bring some chickens to the Gulf and barter with it.
Mm, good.
Yeah.
Ken in Cleveland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Ken.
Hey, everybody. You know, I really am so annoyed that I don't know if anybody read Sarah Palin's Twitter that she sent out. She said she understands what people were living through or, you know, going through with the fear of this oil spill. Well, there's a difference between the Exxon Valdez and this one, and this is a gaping hole at the bottom of the ocean floor. Mm-hmm. And they don't know how much oil is coming out of it. They know exactly how much oil is on the Exxon Valdez. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, to compare that is apples and oranges. And the direct impact to, like you guys said earlier, the direct impact to the shoreline is not anything compared to what it's going to be in the Everglades. Yeah. So,
exactly. Yeah, this may be the story of the year happening right now.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. It's
The unexpected positive consequence of this long term may be that this will stop a lot of offshore drilling that environmentalists have warned us about.
Yep.
It's very sad that you have to have this kind of catastrophe happen, you know, but this could be like our Chernobyl for oil on the East Coast, and it may make things better long term, but short term, it's going to be our Katrina.
Yeah. All right. Let's do a little bit of celebrity stock before we go.
Please, something funny.
Jesse James, fresh out of sex rehab.
Well.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, halfway through it. He paled into sex rehab.
Yeah, he quit halfway through
his
term. He
left to pursue other options.
Yeah.
He delisted rights. He has something to say about Sandra Bullock divorcing his ass and raising a baby by herself. The statement's long, but the short version is, attention all tattooed whores who get wet at the mention of Mein Kampf, the line forms to the left.
He is the worst thing to happen to Sandra Bullock since Speed 2.
He writes, my whole life has been full of hard decisions. The decision to let my wife end our marriage and continue the adoption of Lewis on her own has been the hardest. Excuse me? The decision to let her?
That's my wife? Oh, how'd she let him get away? To let my wife end my marriage after my heroic adultery.
I decided that I would let her go.
Yeah. Sandy is the love of my life, and considering the pain and devastation I've caused her, it would be selfish not to let her go.
Wow, I'd hate to see how he treats someone who's not the love of his life. He cheated so much he's legally a Kennedy.
John Cleese says the 31-year age gap between him and his girlfriend is a disgrace. The 71-year-old actor thinks his relationship with 39-year-old Jennifer Wade is inappropriate, but jokes she is clearly not after his money as he has none left following his marriage split.
You know, I have no problem with big age differences in relationships. The same women who complain about men dating younger women also complain that men are immature. You know, if a guy's 30 years older than you, emotionally, you're probably about level.
Robert Downey Jr. admitted he would rely on food to help him sober up and shoot movies when he was high on drugs. He said, it used to be that you could throw me out of the back of a party van out of the set, give me a tuna melt, and I could function. That reminds me of John Fugelsang showing up every Friday.
That's
exactly
me.
What it looks like.
Mm-hmm. You can't see my track marks.
Oh, now I'm jealous, Chris. Celine Dion has built a water park at her luxury mansion. I have a waterfall, but I don't have a water park.
Wow.
Damn it.
Well, you better get cracking then. Get the construction crews there.
Yeah.
The giant-sized swimming pool includes an enormous spiral water slide and a lazy river with a slow current, which takes bathers partially around the entire property.
Oh, that's wonderful. How nice for her.
That is really cool, though. I mean, if you have the money.
Cool.
If I had the money, I'd definitely.
You'd put in a water park?
I would definitely put in a water park.
You should put a miniature Titanic in there, since it means so much for her career.
Yeah. It goes well with a creepy father manager figure.
Yeah.
Talk about age difference. Wow.
Yeah. What is that, like a 25-year?
Yeah, speaking of age differences.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's only creepy because she was a kid when the guy got her, but good for him.
Speaking of daddies, Bill Clinton's daughter, Chelsea, wants him to lose 15 pounds before her summer wedding.
He looks skinny. He still needs to lose 15 pounds?
I don't think so.
That's what she says.
All
I
right.
Guess.
Maybe she's anorexic.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's been looking a little gaunt lately.
I think he looks good. I think he looks good.
Heart disease will do that to you. Yeah.
You can lose too much weight.
Yeah, I think so.
Especially if you've already had heart problems. You know.
Conan O'Brien will be on 60 Minutes on Sunday. That'll be his first interview.
No way. When's that going to be? I got to watch that then. Kevin Eubanks will be laughing at that, too.
They're releasing some clips of that in advance of the interview, and he's not too kind to Jay Leno in this interview, apparently. So this ought to be good.
That's going to be good.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of other dumb laws besides Arizona, I mentioned that having sex with animals in Florida.
Computer says yes.
Same-sex wedding.
Computer says no.
Once you talk about Willis.
Florida trying to rectify the fact that it's only one of a dozen or so states that don't have a law against sex with animals, given the disturbing amounts of bestiality in Florida, apparently. The state senate is taking action. Just to recap, can you get married in Florida if you're gay? No. Adopt a child if you're gay?
No.
Marry your cousin? Yes.
Yes.
Maybe
that's have sex with an animal?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why Marco Rubio had to have his back shaved. People took him for a badger or something.
No, his back is waxed.
Too many people were
waxed,
having sex with him, mistaking him for some sort of woodland creature.
Yes. You're allowed heavy petting with pets.
Diane in Jacksonville, Florida. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, I'm a little bit of cell phone hell right now, but I'm really concerned about your physical and mental well-being.
Thank you.
God blocked you out of the house, and now you've tripped and fallen and hurt yourself again. I think you and Hal need to go on It's Me or the Dog. Please, protect yourself.
Listen, Hal is already, he's left me in the dirt for his other harem or whatever.
Yeah, he didn't even stay with you.
That's why there's no
time.
Adult supervision. That's why I keep injuring myself.
He didn't even stay with you this time.
I know it.
Oh, my God.
Believe it.
I know.
Oh. It's turning into a nasty divorce.
Uh-oh.
Let's go to Greg in Chicago. Hello, Greg.
Hello, Stephanie. Hermosa, yes. Bonita muchacha, Stephanie. Halle Berry. Kate Hudson, Julia Roberts, J-Lo has nothing on you, Steph.
Oh.
But anyway, hey, listen, Stephanie, I wanted to just thank you guys. You, Faz, Big Red, Ed Schultz, Norman Goldman, your crew, all of you guys that are fighting for the people out here. I just thank you,
baby.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Let's go.
We're only fighting for the bottom 95% of the population, sir.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Can't take too much credit.
All right. How do we find out about Fuglesangian things?
Well, there's johnfuglesang.com, and I'm on the Twitter. So come on and follow.
Yeah.
All right. And we will be editing the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show starring John Fuglesang and Hal Sparks.
And sold out, hugely successful,
and
Stephanie
may
Miller
be coming to a television network near you.
We'll be coming to a town near you, too.
Stay tuned. All right. That's it for us. The Rude Pundit joins us Monday along with Eric Bollert from Media Matters for America to co-host Right Wing World. I'd like to thank executive producer, engineer, boy toy, Chris LeBoy, voice deity, Jim Ward, associate producer, Rebecca Taylor. We'll see you Monday on the Stephanie Miller Show.